Federal officials declared part of the Colorado River south of Lake Mead a national water trail. A water trail, you may ask. It's a route for kayaks, canoes, other watercraft to encourage outdoor recreation. The Black Canyon Water Trail is the first national water trail in a desert and the first in the Southwest. Henry Breen reports on the environment for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us to talk about the designation. Henry, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, so many of us see a little touch of Black Canyon from the O'Callaghan-Tillman Bridge at, 60 miles an hour. But tell us about the water trail. What does this area look like?
Yeah, you don't see much from the bridge either. It's pretty spectacular, especially if you do it from the top down. It's a 30-mile stretch of river, but probably the best place to start, I imagine, is right there at the base of Hoover Dam. It's in a secure area, so you have to go with a guided tour group or outfitter that'll actually bring you through some gates and down the road down to the water level, and you actually enter the water with this amazing panoramic view of the wall of the dam rising up out of the canyon right there. And the other thing that strikes you right away too is the water there is just crystal clear. It's just startlingly clear. And on a, when the light's right, it's like you're departing on a mirror. It's kind of amazing.
So what are some of the other things boaters can see as they drift along this stretch of river?
Well, it's kind of an interesting stretch of canyon, too. Almost right away, you start running into hot springs. There's a place called Sauna Cave just downstream from Hoover Dam. It was a cave that was drilled by miners working on Hoover Dam, and they drilled back into a hot spring area. So this cave is heated by the hot water coming out of the spring. And then there's a series of other springs kind of on both sides of the river as you head downstream. There's beaches you can pull out to. You'll also run into other remnants of the construction of Hoover Dam, some cableways and some other things. As you head down, there's history and there's scenery, and if you're lucky, maybe you'll see some bighorn sheep.
So how does the designation affect the recreation companies that run these canoe and kayak tours along this part of the river?
Well, it's mostly an honorary title, but I think what the hope is with this whole program is that this will draw interest in recreation and I think stewardship too, conservation.
For the people out there who may want to check the trail out, I'm guessing that the summer might not be the best possible time to go out to it.
Well, oddly enough, hiking to it would not be a great idea in the summer. I don't think so. In fact, the Park Service recommends you don't take any of the hiking trails that go down to this stretch of river during the summer. We've had some recent tragedies, actually, hikers being lost, dying on the trail.
And this is just a sheer heat, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Black Canyon can be 10, 15 degrees hotter than Las Vegas even during the peak of the summer. The sun just bounces off the rocks. There's very little shade. There's very little water. It's a strenuous hike, too. It's, downhill and then back up. So it can be dangerous in the summer. On the water, oddly, because the water in the river there is coming from the bottom of Lake Mead, the water's actually quite cold. And in fact, if you can have the strange experience of being in the canyon in the summertime and the air temperature is very hot, and then you get in the water and it's so cold you almost can't stay in the water very long because it's just quite cold. The one time I did it, and this has been a number of years ago, it was during the summer, and I survived. I think the biggest challenge for a novice like myself in a kayak was really more about the wind. You want to make sure if you're going to paddle downstream, you want to do it on a day when the wind is not blowing, because it actually tends to go up the canyon from the south, and you find yourself paddling into the wind, and if you don't keep paddling, you actually don't move. So you have to work out a little bit if the wind is blowing.
Henry Breen reports on the environment for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Henry Breen, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.